This is the Composer's Datebook for June 20th. I'm John Burge. It's a mark of success when a new musical work is recorded shortly after its premiere, and even more when the recording session itself is the premiere. But that was the case with many works written by the American composer Leroy Anderson, whose short and tuneful compositions from the 1940s, 50s, and 60s proved enormously popular during his lifetime. On June 20th, 1962, Anderson was at New York's Manhattan Center, conducting for Decca Records the premiere of his Clarinet Candy. By recording in the summer months, when many of New York's best symphonic players were available for studio work, Anderson was able to round up top-notch musicians for his recording sessions. The contemporary Argentinian-born composer, Osvaldo Golioff, has also proved popular enough to have many of his brand new works recorded either at their premieres or shortly thereafter. This klezmer-style clarinet piece is entitled Rockatechia and was written for the 20th anniversary of New York's Merkin Hall. Golioff explained, "I thought it would be interesting to write a different sort of celebratory piece, and I had an idea of a shofar blasting inside a rocket, an ancient sound propelled toward the future."
Composer's Datebook is supported by Babbel, a language app that teaches real-life conversations in a new language, like Spanish, French, or German. Babbel's 10 to 15-minute lessons are available in the App Store or online at Babbel, Babbel.com.
Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.